got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Everybody have a great Valentine's Day. Of course you did. Make sweet love to your ladies. Ladies, you make sweet love to your men. Nobody's cheering up. Nobody will take that call if you made sweet love in honor of Valentine's Day. Because obviously nobody's going to share here.
Did you?
Maybe Nick made sweet love.
Little slap and tickle.
Yep. Yeah, in the morning.
After we got off the air Friday, did you run and get some flowers?
I was too tired.
Oh, you were?
So yeah. I should have because...
For Valentine's Day?
I was too tired for Valentine's Day after work. So I took my nap and then went down, and that's when I shouldn't have. Because that's when the dude started showing up.
Ah.
But I did the self-checkout for my flowers.
I was the same thing, but it was not well-received. I didn't have something there when I got home from work.
You were tired, man.
Yeah,
it's a tough day, man.
We're all tired.
By Friday, we're... Oh, thank you. This whole show's tired by Friday at 10 o'clock. We're done. We're spent.
I mean...
We're spent.
I got up, for my nap, and then I went and did a little shopping.
Right.
Yeah, got a card.
Still Valentine's Day.
Got some flowers.
You weren't late.
Got
to get one the next day.
Got it
there. Like me forgetting my anniversary that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You argue with her.
No, I got one. I already have one of those.
No.
I got one of those living in my house.
Because if I had been thoughtful, I would have had it prepared days ahead of time.
No.
There you go.
That's not true.
No, that is not true. It is, because she had something for me the night before. We actually went out to dinner the night before.
Well, that's the 13th. That's not the 14th.
That's when I was presented with my gifts. And then I didn't have anything to reciprocate at that time.
Apparently you got a second opinion, right?
Yeah. But eventually,
once you did it, was everything fine after that? Then
I think so.
That's the problem. I'm not yelling at your wife. I'm yelling at wives in general because all of us have to face this. The old.
But yeah,
what are you mad about?
I just don't need the pressure.
Right. There's a lot of pressure.
You don't need the pressure.
No.
You've got too many hours in the day. And you don't need the pressure.
Hey, don't back the ladies here, Craig. Be a dude.
I've just heard this too many hours in the day crap too often.
From Todd, right, yeah.
And now he's saying he doesn't need the pressure.
You were just too tired to do something right at 10 o'clock. You went home and took a nap first.
So
you were fresh and invigorated, and then you went Valentine's Day shopping, right?
That's correct.
I'll defend you.
Yeah.
Couldn't have felt fresh the day before sometime?
No, I really didn't.
Or the day before that.
No. Anybody go out Friday night? I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Craig, sometimes you just don't feel fresh. That not so fresh feeling. It happens around here.
How about you? Did you have all your Valentine's stuff?
I had all my ducks in a row.
You did?
Yes,
I did.
Duck's
a duck, by the way.
Good for you.
Yeah. Which is to say, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, see, it's different if I do nothing. I don't have anybody to answer to. You, however... Have someone to answer to.
There are expectations upon me.
Yeah.
You're a busy man. You're a tired man. You work hard. You got it done on the 14th. You didn't miss it.
Oh, yeah. By the end of the day, I had fulfilled all the obligations.
Obligations of a man in love.
Yeah.
Were you the power bottom that night then?
I wish.
Puss, how about you? Your wife's got a birthday the same weekend.
Yeah, we waited till yesterday to
wrap it up at one.
Oh, well, yeah,
that was your birthday?
With her birthday.
Okay.
You were able to consolidate. That's fine.
Well, it wasn't even really consolidating. We both just agreed that
Friday night sucks, right?
We don't need Valentine's Day.
No, you don't. No. And you got her birthday there, so I think I would just go celebrate her birthday every year.
Yeah, we did. We went.
I think you lucked out.
We spent the whole day celebrating her birthday yesterday.
She has a great birthday for you. She really does, because you can actually blow off Valentine's Day, celebrate her birthday, and then the rest of the year you're cool.
Yeah.
Until the holidays.
Right. Yeah. As long as you come to that agreement.
Yeah, we both
did.
We both agree that Valentine's Day is stupid, and there's really no need for that. And we don't need to spend stupid money on stupid things for each other.
We don't either.
Just now.
I got a card. That's all I wanted.
I wish that was conventional wisdom around my house.
And the card says I'm the man, by the way,
not.
Too. Yeah.
What, that's your once a year reminder? Okay, you can be the man for a day.
Yeah. That's very nice, all these things you said about me. Well, the card says about me. But you read
for
them.
One day.
Well, we all read the cards, then we give them, that's pretty much how I feel. That guy hit that. that card.
Right.
So apparently if I read that card, I am the freaking man.
For a day.
I don't feel that way.
Not the point.
362 days.
Or however many.
Whatever.
You get two or three.
Yeah, that's right.
You get a handful of days where
that
you feel
day,
just fine.
I was the man when I read that card. Everything's cool.
Was on this date in 1991, a novel idea. A president, former President Ronald Reagan, spent a second day providing videotaped testimony about the Iran-Contra affair.
Yeah, a lot of guys.
So they thought he was in trouble,
yep.
And he went and testified.
And he was a Republican, too, by the way, back when they used to be the rule of law.
He went and testified.
Yep.
He didn't.
No.
He took his lumps on that one.
Right.
I mean, eventually. They lied about it for a long time.
They did. They did.
Is that when he threw... Oliver North under the bus?
Well, Oliver North, yeah, was he testified,
probably.
Yeah. They all testified.
But at least he went and said something.
Right.
Maybe he lied about this and that.
No, you can lie all the time now. Don't
now you don't even have to go answer it. Nah, just not going to go.
And morons
think
love
nothing
you.
Of it. Today is President's Day, so it honor is. Your president.
Yep.
A day to honor America's commanders-in-chief, past and present. Originally, it was Washington's birthday.
I thought it was Washington and Lincoln only.
Originally, it was Washington's birthday.
Then they combined it with Lincoln's.
Right. And
then that was the two we celebrated. Now it's everyone?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
You acknowledge all of them now.
Yep.
By not getting your mail.
Since.
That's it.
Since the 70s, by the way.
My kids are in school.
President Nixon called the day President's Day as a way to honor all past presidents.
Yeah.
And apparently, if Trump's not your president, you have to go to work today. So I came to work today.
Yeah, all right.
Me too.
I saw somebody yelling on Facebook. So you got to go to work tomorrow if Trump's not your president. So I just said, okay.
Yeah, me too.
I am.
Whatever.
I'm here then, yeah.
He's all of our president. He's everyone's president.
He is the president of the United States of
you
America.
You are in the United States. You get to watch some sports today.
What do we got? Oh, we got the race.
Yeah, you get the Daytona 500. Well, the Daytona 480.
Right. Yeah. Because they got 20 in.
They got 20 in yesterday.
That's all they got was 20 in.
Yeah, so we get the Daytona 480 today starting at 4 p.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock. So, you know, I guess a lot of people get home after work and catch the end. I don't know how long these things
go. How about all the people down there? The necks down there, they can't move, man. They just stay next night in the hotel.
Well, they got the day off. You know why.
Had to go to work.
It's President's Day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So it might work out for a lot of people. Unless there were some people who...
A lot of people have trips planned. When you got to leave the next day, you got to leave the next day, man. You know? It won't be as crowded. You look at that crowd tonight. It won't be as crowded. They've done this before. Any big race gets rained out the very next day, they don't have as near the crowd.
Well, it makes perfect sense.
It does, yeah.
However, at the same time, I imagine now it's an easy ticket.
Yeah, they probably sell them at the door. Yeah.
Come on in.
Are here. You can have my tickets. I got to go to work.
Yeah. Any of that.
It would just suck. I know some people who went to the Daytona 500 one time and said that just the traffic getting in and out of there
is
insane.
It's pretty packed, right?
And to deal with all of that for 20 laps of racing and sitting in the rain for a few hours would suck.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, what do they have?
You got to watch the whole race.
Yeah, that would suck, too.
Is there half a million people?
NASCAR races. I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
Something insane.
Yeah. I've been to 4 or 5 of them there.
The person I know, that it was like it was 3-4 hours in traffic.
Yeah.
Getting in and getting out, you know.
Oh, it's brutal, yeah.
Just for nothing.
20 laps.
And sitting in the rain.
Yeah, it did end up raining, right?
Okay, would you rather this? Hockey fans in Colorado. Going to the ball game to watch the Colorado Avalanche and the Los Angeles Kings in Colorado Springs.
They call it a puck game, not a ball game, but whatever.
Oh, is this one of those outdoor games?
No.
Stadium series?
No.
Yeah.
It's outdoors?
Yeah.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it was outdoors.
I think
outdoors.
There were a couple of these this weekend, wasn't there?
Oh, I didn't see it. Oh, it doesn't mention that this was outdoors.
They did that on New Year's Day.
Where
they
was
do.
It?
They do.
Colorado Springs.
They do it throughout the year. Was it at the Air Force Academy?
It doesn't specifically say in the little bit that I have here.
Yes, as far as I know, that's the only stadium in Colorado Springs.
Apparently, there's construction on I-25 there on the way to the game, and people didn't get to the game because of the construction.
Ah.
So they had to. So some people just left their cars and, you know, went over to see what they could see. But a lot of people are now just asking for refunds because they didn't get to go to the game because of construction.
Man.
Would you rather that? Or would you rather go in, sit through a bunch of traffic, and see 20 laps?
I'd rather sit in front of the TV and watch XFL.
Yeah.
A little golf.
Yeah, I also watched.
I was watching about five laps of the 2019 race before I realized I wasn't the race house. Because it's just really in the corner. It just says weather delay, but that's even kind of small. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe that's just up there. Maybe now they're racing. Boogity, 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 boogity. And I see, right? So I'm watching 10 minutes. I see the bottom. This is 2019. Yeah. I'm thinking, oh, this is stupid.
Yeah. One of the ESPNs had a game called Spike Ball.
I think I've seen that.
Spike ball?
Yeah, explain to me. I think I've seen it.
They have like a little mini tramp in the middle of...
guys all around it.
Well, there's four people.
Yeah, they're partners, right?
Right.
Yes, I've seen that. College kids play the hell out of that game.
It was...
That looks like fun.
Right. Like a college-age chick and a guy with a man bun. You had to have a man bun.
Oh, yeah, it's a total Frisbee golf game. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Craig.
You serve it tougher by bouncing off this mini tramp in the middle of the playing field.
They have major competitions.
Yeah. And
the other guy has to hit it back. Yeah. The other guy.
It's like volleyball. You can hit it once, set, spike.
Right.
Bump, set, spike.
Yeah, back and forth.
Bump, set, spike. Look kind of fun.
It does look fun.
So the ball hits the floor, and that's a
point. We would suck completely at that.
Oh, if they can't, if you hit it off the trampoline and it goes over the man buns guy's head, then you score a point.
So it hits the floor, I guess.
Well, it hits the ground.
Hits the ground, yeah.
Yeah, there's one guy designated the man bun guy. Oh, has you have to fly over his head.
The guy on the team has to have a man bun. Because the ones I saw, it was a chick, college-age chick, man bun, all the teams.
Yeah.
It was co-ed. I didn't see any team with two man buns.
Yeah, never did get that look, but whatever. If you can pull it off, go for it.
Oh, it's the Daytona 450.
450, Craig.
Mark, because 2.5 miles. For a lap. They got 20 laps in.
They don't go by laps, they go by miles.
Right.
Okay.
Duh, Craig. Come on.
Yeah, so we finish up.
I should have cared.
Biggity, biggity.
The Daytona 450 today. Is that going to be on Fox, or are they going to relegate that to Fox Sports 1?
That's a great point.
Probably move that to FS1, I would guess.
Because there's judge shows and stuff on
Fox.
Yeah,
there's
record.
Things they can't move.
Yep.
Well. To get better ratings.
Is that going to cut into...
your stories?
No, on Fox Sports 1. What's on the afternoon of Fox Sports 1?
Nothing.
No one knows.
Nothing. No one's ever checked it out.
No one knows.
A lot of times it's reruns of basketball games that played that weekend or something like that. Yeah.
Somebody with another one of their shows. And if you're going to watch one of those shows, you may as well watch ESPN.
Yeah, there's some... There's a panel show later in the afternoon on Sports 1.
Skip and Mushmouth is on, but I think that's earlier.
Yeah. I think it's the one with Whitlock.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
Yeah, they're all bad.
Because I think Cowherd is on up until 2 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
And I don't know what takes over after that. But you're right. They probably can't do it on the Fox network.
No.
A study found that those who identified as nappers,
yep,
I am them,
are also more likely to identify as productive people and find that there's too many hours in the day.
Let's run with that.
Did you read that? You throw that in there?
I did throw that last part in there. I'm just shocked by that. Let me just say, I'm floored by this there's too many hours in the day concept.
I feel that way when... I don't work sometimes.
I do not.
Yeah.
That's just more hours in the day to relax.
Yeah, but don't you get bored?
No.
Yeah, when there's
do not get bored.
Too much relaxing?
Nope. I do not.
It was ridiculous yesterday. What I did, I woke up, I always wake up early on the weekends.
Yeah, I hated that.
Probably 7:38 I'm up Saturday or Sunday morning. And that's still, I still get 7 hours sleep, usually, or maybe even 8 hours,
Right.
I can't sleep later than that, can you?
No, but I did get up and after a bit took a nap.
Well, so did I. But I get up and then I felt pretty decent, even though I had a couple of booze the night before. I felt pretty good. So I went downstairs and finished a couple of different walls. I was still painting. I got two more walls done. And I literally come upstairs, I clean up, and I haven't cleaned up yet. It's still noon. So then I take a walk because it's beautiful.
Right.
Walk a mile or two, longer than that. And then I come back, And then it's like, I'm thinking it's getting later. We always do this. All of us do this. And I take my shower, put my sweats on, and it's 3 o'clock. And it's getting light out lately now, too. It's staying light.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. And I pour Bloody Mary at like 3:30. I'm thinking, you know, I think I timed this wrong. I think I timed this wrong.
Or you timed it perfectly.
Well, no, I think I timed it wrong.
But that does count as macho stuff if you're painting walls in a house.
Oh, yeah, real macho.
Well, you know, you got your work done early in the day, and then you let yourself relax for the rest of the day,
you know? I did.
You were productive in the morning.
But there was too many hours in the day. That pisses off Craig.
Yeah, I don't see that. Yeah.
No, I could have done some stuff, but I just got lazy and then fell asleep on the couch. Yeah.
All of us nap because our hours suck. And you're talking to people that say, I can't nap. Well, yeah, I never napped my whole life until I started doing morning radio. I never napped.
No, it's kind of ingrained in my biological clock now.
If I had to sleep 8 hours a day, I wouldn't nap.
I mean, because I'm up early on the weekends. I'll go back to bed. I'll go back to sleep, but I'm still up early.
Right. So nappers are good, right?
Well, nappers are more likely to
identify. As long as you buy your Valentine's stuff before your nap.
Right, there's that. Nappers are more likely to identify as productive people. They're also more likely to be happier and more confident.
Naps are good. Naps are good for you.
Earlier research found that even one night of poor sleep can lead to employees displaying unwanted behavior at work, like taking longer breaks or losing their temper with colleagues.
Yeah, who does that?
A nap can improve our focus, which in turn would boost our productivity.
This is why we try not to interact with colleagues, because we might lose our temper.
You mean even each other?
No.
That doesn't matter so much.
No,
that's the bit.
Yeah. We're good.
A short nap at work, they say, can lead to improved alertness, which will impact your performance and memory. Can lower blood pressure, might make you more creative.
Don't a lot of these...
Do bosses allow people to take naps?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I think they probably do in certain progressive companies that might do
like,
it.
Something like the tech industry would do. Because I think they have like
nap rooms.
Little nap pods at a place like Google.
But there's so many bosses out there that still think that's just laziness, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what are we, Mexico?
Look, you can get 7.5 hours of really good production out of me, or you can get 8 hours of half-assing
right.
it. Give me 30 minutes to, you know, crash out right around noon.
Every time we talk about real jobs, we have no reference point.
Not anymore.
We've all been doing this for too long. We have no idea what real jobs look like.
Yeah. I mean, we could
don't understand them, don't know them.
We could talk to guys with real jobs.
Yeah, everybody I know has a real job.
We've not experienced that in a long time.
Yeah, everybody works with somebody they don't like.
Yeah. Oh, that would suck.
And everybody does it. We're lucky.
Yeah.
Everybody's got somebody they don't like at work. And many people have someone that doesn't like them.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
Well, we got that. We got that second half.
Yeah, but we don't care about that part.
We don't care about that part.
We don't have to deal with that. Right. Other people have to deal with that.
Well, I mean, Jim. I mean, he's
well, okay.
He doesn't like us.
Yeah, but that's just because we're people.
Right.
True enough. He doesn't like people. And that's his own admission.
That's just because we are people. Horrible story here. A woman out of Arkansas.
Even better than the last story. The guy did a headstand and died.
Well, she's not dead.
Well, that's good. Oh, man, you shouldn't have teased me that way.
Arkansas woman recovering after suffering serious burns. She's not dead. A grill burst into flames at a hibachi restaurant.
Oh, no.
You mean the kind you sit in?
Yeah, well, you're sitting in front of the little thing there, guy.
The onion volcano get out of hand?
No, the guy did a little, he drew a heart.
Did he throw shrimp at her face and it was on fire?
He drew a heart in flammable liquid on the grill.
I've seen that.
Okay. Touched it with a flame and it exploded. She and the chef caught fire. She suffered first degree burns on her face and second degree on her neck and chest.
First degree?
She's planning on suing the restaurant.
She's planning on owning the hibachi restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably didn't even get to flip any shrimp into his hat.
At that point, no.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
Oh, it is, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize that it was that flammable.
Yeah. No, I mean, they do some pretty cool stuff. I mean, I've been there with the kids before. There's two or three in this town. And, explode. But, you know, it...
Usually it's under control.
Yeah, most of the time they know what they're doing, obviously.
He put a little too much fuel down, apparently.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. I've been to one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fun. They're actually pretty fun.
I haven't been in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, but jeez.
That's not part of the normal experience.
Okay,
though.
Good.
No.
You can go, Craig, and feel fairly safe.
Yes, you can.
I wasn't that near it. I was
the
off to the side.
The building is on fire.
I was off to the side, and I missed the shrimp.
Did you miss the shrimp?
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep throwing it. I want to try.
I don't. I did. Now, I was pretty good at that back in the day. I was very good at that back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, I doing it myself all the time.
Right.
I couldn't do it that day.
Were you stoned?
No.
Okay. Yes, you were.
No.
That no means yes.
Oh, yeah, back in the day, it was cheese balls.
No. It was in a situation where that was not have been okay.
Oh, you're with the family.
No. Somebody else's work.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just let that go. Y'all go ahead on.
You couldn't catch the shrimp?
I didn't. And I swear I lost interest about 1.5 into it.
Stop throwing shrimp at me, dude.
As the second one was in flight?
Yes, exactly.
I'm not interested in this anymore. You just knock it down with your hand and go, no.
Whipped it back at the dude. That's what I always like
to
do.
Get that out of here.
Get that ass out of here.
No.
Try again.
Go Mutombo on him.
No.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.